Pod Culture, episode 442, Cumberband Butt Munch, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture.
Hi, this is Adrian Paul and you're listening to Pod Culture.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to yet another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
And it seems like it's been a while.
Yeah.
It always seems
that long,
like it.
But it seems like it's been a while, yeah.
And the winner is not us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Again.
It was an honor just being nominated.
Yeah, no kidding.
Again.
And finalists and all that. And thank you to Rob and Bobby for being there at the Parsecs and willing to go up for us.
Yep.
And for being on the show last episode,
yes,
too.
I thoroughly enjoyed your interview.
That was fun. I got to telecommute to Dragon Con.
Oh, cool.
For about 12 minutes, I guess.
It was nice.
Yeah. So I called down there, and they gave a little con report.
Oh, very cool.
Nice. Nice boys.
Yep. So what has everyone been up to, Glenn?
Well, slowly working on my second book.
Woo!
Oh, awesome. So slowly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Need to pick up the pace a little bit.
Every little bit of progress is good.
Remember, it's quality, not necessarily quantity.
It doesn't to be instantaneous. You know, quality takes time.
And I wanted to get this over with right away. I had a thing where if you go to graphicentertainment.com and sign up for the newsletter, that put your name in a drawing for a print edition of the book. And the... that closed on Labor Day, so I have the names right here. I'm going to do the drawing live in front of
live on
Nimrex
on podcast.
Let's see who wins a free book.
Should get Clara in here and she'll draw.
Yeah, I'll let her. Okay, she'll be able to stop at one.
Yeah, exactly.
David Thornton.
Nice.
Oh, congratulations,
Dave.
All right.
I stop at gas stations all the time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you an email and get your address and send you out a book.
There are you going to sign it?
I guess I could do that.
Well, thank you. Sure.
Or inscribe it if you want to send you another email. And
yeah, that'd be cool.
Awesome.
I can do that. So,
be seeing you.
Yeah. So,
maybe seeing you.
Awesome.
Yeah, so...
Should have done a drum roll or something.
Drum roll. You can add it in post.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Like he adds anything in post.
I think you can count on like one hand the shows per year I do in post. like the last episode, 440, that involved a little post-production. Because, I had to edit the Skype.
Half an hour.
No, that was about 3 hours.
He used to spend an epic amount of time editing every single episode. Like, he would spend as long editing as it took for us to record. And now he's like, press a button. Done.
Trim the beginning and the end, and if I know of any major things.
That's
right.
It.
I just like it. It gives it a natural feel, I think.
Yeah, it's organic.
Let's go with that as an example.
Pod Culture Raw.
Yeah.
No, I still got those, actually. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm afraid.
There's still a link on the site somewhere.
I'm afraid of those.
Adam, what have you been up to, man?
You
going to give away anything?
Well, I don't know. What's Glenn done?
Well, actually... I want to keep it at the top of the show. Imaginarium is coming up. I think I mentioned that last time. Imaginarium is coming up. It's in Louisville. It's September 19th, 20th, and 21st.
He said it right, Louisville.
Shut up.
There's a lot of leeway there.
There
is, yeah.
I'm going to be there hawking my book or whatever.
Nice.
And I'm also going to be a panelist.
That's fantastic.
Really?
Very cool.
Yeah.
What panel?
And a couple panels here. Friday at 7 p.m., I'll be on the Beyond the Book panel, which is a quick and dirty look at today's social media marketing opportunities and how authors without a marketing degree can make the most of their online presence.
Nice.
Awesome.
So I'll be a part of that. Another one I'm looking forward to, Amazon, oh Amazon. That's Friday at 8 p.m. It says Amazon has single-handedly changed the landscape of the publishing industry. It's quick, cheap, and easy. But what's the trade-off for that sort of instant gratification? What's next for authors in the face of this retail giant? Mm-hmm. And then Sunday at 10 a.m., I'll be in Pictures Worth a Thousand Words. Our panelists talk about how to tell a good story, graphic style.
Nice. So that's perfect.
That'll bring in my comic book experience.
Very cool.
And Sunday at noon, writing serial and episodic fiction. How to write in pieces and keep your readers coming back for more. Our authors share tips and techniques for building a story in multiple parts.
That to get you to the Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. So that will be interesting.
Well, one, really. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I was going to say the H4. Get the good, you know, the good one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just the panels that I'm involved with. There are tons
that's
of panels.
Awesome.
And I'm going to be sitting in and listening to a lot of other ones and trying to pick up a lot of tips myself.
Good, good. I'll be quizzing you later.
And hopefully there will be other people there to take up the slack so I'm not having to fill a whole hour on these other panels. but it should be an interesting, it's a first year convention, but if you're into creative writing, if you're into video games or comic books or writing scripts or anything like that, then this would be something interesting to come and get some, you know, make some acquaintances and network a little bit and
fabulous.
Pick up some tips and buy some books, get some autographs, whatever, and that should be a fun time.
Emphasis on buy some books.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Especially if they have a demonically possessed nun on the cover.
There you
exactly.
go.
Kicks ass.
So.
Anything else, bud?
I think that's about it.
Adam.
Speaking of nuns.
hey, good transition.
Yeah. Yeah. Segue right into that.
See, natural conversation.
Hey.
Kicks ass.
Look at that. My little sister has decided to follow her vocation and join a convent.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
That makes me so ludicrously happy.
She is joined the Order of the Salesian Sisters in New Jersey. Actually,
wow.
It's
they got nuns in New Jersey.
Yeah, surprisingly, just outside. I forgot the name of the town is called, but it's kind of near Jersey City, about a half hour, 40 minutes away. You can actually, it's kind of up on a mountain almost, and you can actually see New York City.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Wow. From some trampolines that they got up there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nunsontrampolines.com.
Yeah, they got a pool too.
Hopefully they don't have the big flying nun habits because they could catch
an
updraft and end up flying to New York.
I'm just thinking, you know, next on MTV, you know, the nuns of Jersey Shore.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can see it.
So we actually, me, my mom, dad, my older sister, younger sister, and myself, well, I already said me, so sorry, that was redundant. Drove to New Jersey a few, 2 weeks ago today. Wow. And as we record, anyway. And got to the nunnery.
Got ye to a nunnery. Nice.
That evening. So it took about 11 hours or so to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a drive.
I keep forgetting it's so much further to there from here.
Yeah. It's like twice the trip.
I know. I keep forgetting about that.
And we stayed on the. They had a little like a house there for visitors and stuff. Just
I
to stay at
that convent so bad.
It was kind of awesome. Yeah. The nuns, they are fantastic. They are so down to earth, so funny, so just hilarious.
I want to join a convent.
Hilarious. We had breakfast with them the next morning, and you know, it was cereal, fruit, whatever. Toast.
Could you have Rice Krispies and, you know, pour the milk on them and they start popping and all the little monks go shh.
They're not.
They're not. They don't have no vowel of silence there. I'm sorry. Sorry. No.
Yeah, you can't get the 80s commercial. Vowel of silence. It will not work.
But it was very funny. Just everybody, you know, just seeing all the nuns in the cafeteria. Just laughing and telling stories. It's very funny. And this particular order is an order of teachers. So they work with kids, and they've got a school that they're kind of in charge of, and they got, you know, retreat grounds and stuff like that.
Great,
and
it's
really, really cool. Yeah. And
now that everything's digital, do they still use rulers?
Oh,
no, iPads.
iPads to slap the kids on the fingers.
iPad.
Yeah. They break more iPads that way. No, but she loves it up there.
Oh,
she
so
really That's loves cool. it. So while we were there, we decided to visit New York City.
Because you have to.
New
because
York
we have
City.
To. And we're 45 right. minutes away. At least we're 45 minutes away from Liberty State Park, wow. which we could catch a water taxi over and get into... No, actually, we caught the ferry to Ellis Island, and then to Liberty Island, and we went into Ellis Island and saw everything, where my great grandfather came.
Yeah, I was gonna say you showed that the signature was that like a book somewhere.
It was a ship's manifest.
Okay,
you can look it up while you're there.
Okay. Yeah, and we totally looked it up while we're there, and just to be able to walk in those halls and be in the registry room where he had passed through in coming to this country, it was just awesome, and to see what he saw,
and it's still that same glorious architecture.
Yeah.
It's
it was so cool, and to see the Statue of Liberty, and to be up close,
don't blink,
near it, and yeah, exactly,
it's moving. It really is.
it was hard to believe we were there, and you know, I say this coming from having never been to New York or really many big cities at all, you know, say for. Chicago or...
See, I've never been to
whatever.
Chicago.
Whatever.
I've got family there. I've never been.
Yeah.
I've been to Chicago a couple of times.
Yeah.
Chicago and Comic-Con.
Wizard World.
Yeah.
Wizard World, Chicago.
Went to an Alabama concert.
And then we saw the 9/11 Memorial.
That's gorgeous.
And it was beautifully sad. Like, it was just... It was incredible.
Especially since we're coming up on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. It was, and the memorial grounds and the pools that they have in the footprints of the World Trade Center are massive.
Second day I ever taught school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was in college.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, me too. It was just, and it had the names around, around the edges of the pools and... etched in the steel and
the I-beams
that I didn't.
Okay.
It was pretty crowded and there was a lot going on, so it was kind of hard to see everything. To see that and then to see the almost finished One World Trade Tower,
1,776 feet tall.
Yeah,
I think is what they,
something like that. Yeah,
of course
it was
the spire.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they count the spire and everything.
Yeah,
yeah. But that was amazing, just absolutely incredible. And we had to, because we're Italian. We stopped by a locally owned like a pizza joint, and you know, sure enough, like pretty much everybody in there was. Italian, and
so
I got two slices of New York style pizza.
That's awesome.
And it was fantastic. Oh, so good. Just to sit there on the street, in a street, you know, like a cafe or whatever on the street and eat pizza in New York City. It was something I've been wanting to do for a while. So
it should be on everybody's list.
Yes.
Things to do.
And I just love the energy of New York too. We were only there for a day, and we really only had enough time to kind of see Lower Manhattan, the Battery Park area, and just kind of walk around. But I loved being there, and I want to go back because I want to see Central Park and Times Square.
It's that kind of kinetic energy. It's like it's almost like it fuels itself.
Yeah.
the energy of the people and everything, it feels like it's a self, you know, a self-fueled city. It's like its own grid.
Mm-hmm. And then they're right. You know, people in New York are mostly nice. Yeah, I mean, wow. Like,
unlike France.
Very helpful.
Yeah, but,
you know, if you're lost or whatever, like we had one person who saw that we were just kind of lost and, you know, was wondering, you know, it's like, it just kind of pointed us in the right direction. Yeah. And I'm sure they're used to seeing that all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was there twice and I never talked to anybody that was less than lovely. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you hear the horror stories. You hear the horror stories of mean people, but everybody was so nice.
Yeah. So we really enjoyed it and just were in awe the entire time.
Time to go back.
Yeah. It was awesome. But after that, we drove down to Virginia Beach.
Nice.
And we actually stayed in a little town just south of Virginia Beach called Sandbridge Beach, which is our family location, like for vacation.
That's cool.
And it's something that we've been going to for over a decade.
Aww.
Well over a decade. And we stayed there for a week and just kind of, it was almost an honor trip to my granny, who would always used to come with us and just love that place, because there's a crab joint down there, a local family restaurant called Margie and Ray's.
Aww.
That we just love going to, because they have the best she crab soup and it is lovely. So good. And my granny would always get a bowl almost every day.
Aww.
She would have to go and get a bowl of she crab soup. And
she crab.
Loved, yes, she crab soup.
So there's a difference between the he crab and she crab,
apparently.
The she crabs are the ones that get chucked back in the ocean, remember?
No.
I don't even know. I just know that it's tasty soup.
I just thought if they were too small, they went back. I didn't know if it was
I had to look it up, honestly. I just know it's really, really
That's
tasty
awesome.
Soup.
That's really cool.
So I had a big bowl in her honor because we lost her 2 weeks ago, like right before we went on vacation. But she passed peacefully, and she was 96.
Bless her.
And lived a full life and was absolutely ready and wanting to go. And we miss her. But we know she's in a better place.
We could all be so lucky.
And she couldn't have gone in a more perfect way.
That's
surrounded
awesome.
By family. It was just amazing. So, had a big bowl in her honor and actually brought some back.
Aww.
In a container. We froze some while we were down there.
I hope you froze it.
Oh, yeah. And had it in a cooler. And
that's awesome.
Since my older brother and aunt couldn't go, we brought some back
for
them.
That's so nice.
Because they love it as well.
That's so nice.
I bought a quart of it.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's delicious. But it was nice to spend time at the beach and family, and we toured the USS Wisconsin in Norfolk.
That's awesome.
Saw some other ships.
I can't think of the name of the ship that was there when I went.
The Nathan James?
At Norfolk, and I can't remember. And yeah, they're so neat.
Yeah. We looked for the Enterprise, but we couldn't find it.
It's across the bay.
In Alameda.
Yeah.
I think that's the wrong coast. But
at least
apparently it's being decommissioned. Like, they're taking it apart and they're going to scrap, like recycle it.
Wow.
But they've got another ship on the docket to be named the Enterprise and is the next of the supercarrier fleet.
It's going to be like the
going to be a few
Dash
years.
D.
That would be awesome. B or A or well, they've how many? They've already been through several iterations of it, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, they have.
But
haven't you not watched the opening montage of Enterprise?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long road. Faith of
heart. I love Archer. Shut up.
Faith of the heart.
It's the most unfortunate theme song ever,
really,
but I love the show.
Yeah.
The only time it had a good opening was the Mirror
alternate,
University.
Yeah. Mirror University. That was awesome. But what else did we do? That was about it. Just played in the waves and...
I liked your beach shot. Your towel.
Yes, yeah. I brought my Doctor Who beach towel with me.
Awesome.
And that was the primary towel that I used.
Was it sandier on the inside?
It was sandier on the inside, yeah. It's surprising the amount of sand that it picked up. Yeah, that's right. Could shake sand out for days on that thing. Andrea and I walked several miles down what kind of was, because we were kind of on a cape almost. Mm-hmm. It's called False Cape, and there's a bay between, or where we are in between a bay and the ocean.
Okay.
So we're kind of like, it's called Sand Bridge. If you think of a bridge, it's of sand. It's just kind of a very thin piece of land.
Intel processors?
And exactly. Okay. Sand Bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. Sandy Bridge.
And Sandy Bridge. That's it. There's a nature reserve down there. And it's a few miles away, but Andrea and I, my older sister, decided let's walk.
She's the one that did a marathon, right? Just did the marathon?
She's done a mini marathon. My sister-in-law did the full marathon.
Okay.
Yeah. But we walked down there, and the road that we walked on was a quintessential, stereotypical desert-looking road with sand on one side, sand on the other side, straight road with, you know, that heat, that shimmery heat effect that you get off the road, and one power line, you know, going down the one side.
No gas for 360 miles.
Yeah, it was. It seemed really long and very desolate, but we walked and kind of played around in the reserve that was over there.
That's really cool. They
have trails and stuff you can walk around on. And anyway, came back. Excuse me. Last weekend, and been trying to get myself back into the work schedule and
to go to the beach.
Real life.
I picked the wrong week to get back into running.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tried to go running yesterday.
It's been so ugly outside.
And it was so hot. Apparently, I missed a good bunch of storms.
Oh, like, no shit.
Lightning. And heat, too. Like, it's been, like, stupidly hot, like, while we were gone. And we were kind of cold at the beach. It was, like, 74 and 76 and stuff.
That's perfect.
Well, at least when we got there. Then it got back up into the 80s later on, and 85 and 88 and stuff. But I was kind of missed seeing like this awesome lightning storm. Apparently, you all got on Friday or Saturday.
Our power went out three different times.
I slept right on through it.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch Netflix and everything keeps going off. I'm like, oh crap!
Jeez,
where's the flashlight?
Wow, but that's been my few weeks here,
Christina.
Recently.
Not much of anything. I'm super proud of my sister who decided to go to college.
Oh.
She's going to the community college, and I really hope she meets a group of people like in community. But she's too cool for that. That won't happen.
Oh.
But I'm really proud of her for going, even though she wanted to order her books like the Sunday before classes started, and she calls me in a panic. Chris, I need help ordering my books. Okay. You know, when do classes start? Tomorrow.
Oh.
You couldn't have asked me a week ago? Mm-hmm. What? Okay. I mean, I'm a procrastinator when it comes to stuff like that, but she...
Yeah.
She is my child. She is my child.
It is a little frightening.
And she goes for her driver's test on the 10th, so I am so excited for her and all her new upcoming adventures. She's taking psych and algebra. Because she didn't do her homework in her pre-calc class as often as she should have. So when they tested her, she tested at a lower level than she really is at. Well, at least she'll ace it and get a good GPA.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But other than watching Netflix, I haven't really been doing much of anything. Damn, Netflix. I love you.
Lots of Grey's Anatomy, huh?
Yeah, I'm almost done now. I'm on the 8th season. What am I going to do?
Oh, I haven't been up to a whole lot other than, you know, still trying to find a job. Had an interview yesterday. Haven't heard anything yet. And
it was yesterday.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock, even. Mm-hmm. So it was the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. And I think I got, on my way to that job interview, I got a phone call to set up a phone interview for Tuesday.
That's the second time that's happened where he's gotten a phone call either on the way to or from another one. I think they know.
That one I'm a little leery on because it was a cold one. It wasn't one I had put anything in for. It was one where they contacted me from Monster or something. So,
I mean, that's how I got my job, though. They cold called me from a temp agency.
Yeah, so you never know. It's going to be it's not going to hurt. It's a phone interview.
Practice, right.
Mm-hmm. I did not get to go to Dragon Con this year. Mm-hmm. So that was a bit of a rough weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed that I wasn't able to go.
I'm really sorry.
Next year.
Yeah, next year.
I'm really sorry for being relaxed for the first Labor Day weekend in years.
I was relaxed by the end of every evening, yes.
Like, I don't have to worry about anything this whole weekend.
There were a lot of cosplayers I would like to have seen there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, apparently one of the highlights was the Dancing Groot.
Mm.
Aw. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Bobby was telling me about that when I talked to them the Saturday of Dragon Con.
And, nice.
Hi. So
someday, Bobby and Rob, I swear to God, I'm going to meet you.
Yeah, they keep asking.
I know.
It's all right. Rob's partner doesn't go either, so...
Oh, see, there you go.
So that's pretty much about it, really.
It's been slow.
Yeah, it has been pretty slow.
So. We've been watching a lot of TV.
We always watch a lot of TV.
And we never talk about it either.
No.
I've been taking such lovely naps. It's been wonderful.
Playing with the cat.
Yeah, it's just there.
I don't know. What is it about Fridays? Because she gets all... cray cray when it comes on like every other Friday.
I don't know. It's like she gets all like she loves you guys, because in the beginning she was all purr and pet me and love me and look at me, aren't I cute? And now she's like, my area, go away. Like, what the hell, kid, calm down. She's a
I don't yet.
She's becoming a cat.
See, my mom laughs at me because I'm training her. And she goes, why are you bothering to train a cat? I'm like, why not? They're super smart.
Oh,
yeah. And she gets bored, so why not?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you gotta talk about the story from Monday.
About the tacos?
About the tacos.
She's a person, I swear to God.
Yeah. One quick story, and then we'll get into the show.
I'm in love with Taco Bell's AM breakfast tacos for a dollar. Mm-hmm. I need to have them all the time. Dear Taco Bell, please. Well, he stopped on the way home from picking his friend up at the hospital, and he stopped and got tacos. And Clara was sitting at my feet while I was eating my AM taco, which is nothing but egg and bacon in a taco shell. It's nothing fancy. It doesn't smell like anything. She had the Puss in Boots face, where her eyes were all wide and looking pitiful, like, feed me, I'm going to die. And she doesn't normally do that because I don't give her human food. Uh-huh. Like, she doesn't normally beg like that. I'm like, look, he's got food too. Go see Brad in the other room. He's got tacos. He's not sharing. Go get him. So she runs in the front room and goes, sits by Brad and looks at him like, what are you doing? He had already eaten his. So he tells her, your mama's got tacos. She's not sharing.
Mine are gone.
Go get them. Go get them from your mom. Sure enough, she runs right back to me and sits there and stares at me like, please, just give me the taco. You're not getting the breakfast taco. It's not even anything fancy. Like, what? I don't know what they put in that taco, but apparently it's magic. It's
like, give me the taco if you want to live.
Good. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. If you ever want to breathe normally again.
They're so good, though. I love those breakfast tacos.
Oh, no, the waffle tacos are the best. bacon tacos?
Yes, but the breakfast tacos are only 17 carbs apiece.
I know, but the waffle tacos
only
are
what?
17 carbs apiece.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's just
eggs and bacon and a thin tortilla.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the only carb is the tortilla. Everything else doesn't have any in it.
Wow.
Okay. They're really good.
Yeah, they are pretty.
I really like the 99-cent breakfast burrito at Wendy's.
Oh, I've never had it at Wendy's.
It's just like egg and sausage, but it just tastes really fresh.
Yeah,
and
I've never had it at Wendy's.
It doesn't taste as artificial.
Wendy's has been, Wendy's has always been pretty good. They got good burgers.
I've never really agreed with Wendy's with breakfast. I don't know why I've never gone there for breakfast.
Yeah, the breakfast isn't bad, but that, I mean, it's only a buck.
I've tried that,
and it's pretty good. I mean, there's not a lot of stuff to it, but it reminds me, that's what I thought of when you were telling me about
that. Sounds good. We'll have to try that.
The breakfast taco was that. That's good stuff.
Breakfast tacos are good.
They just all need to start making breakfast later in the day. So I can sleep in and still get breakfast.
It's like, at least do it till noon or something.
Yeah,
making me hungry.
Brunch.
Some sensible hour.
White Castle starts breakfast after midnight.
Yeah, but it's then true. You have to stay up to midnight. What if you're a person that keeps normal hours?
Exactly.
You're kind of out of the outnumbered when it comes to that, dear.
Well, if you're normal, you're probably not listening to this.
That's true too.
Adam does normal hours.
Yeah, usually.
What's the fun in that?
You're no kidding, man.
It's funny that the younger people do the normal hours, but the older people are all
the older you get, the less sleep you need.
I guess.
And on that note, we will be back with more of the show right after I take the Geritol.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Is that your diaper?
In pod culture, we're all about sequels, movies, TV show spinoffs, what have you. Well, we have a sequel to a geek cuisine that we did from Fandom Fest.
That's right.
Thank you, Glenn.
Oh. Yeah.
So, Glenn, you want to explain what we have here this time?
At that Fandom Fest, you guys dropped by my booth. I was at the Destroyer Books booth, and Carly had packed up a bunch of snacks for me.
I love you, Carly.
Including these awesome collaborations between Nestle Crunch and the Girl Scouts. At the time, we had the
Crunchy Girl Scouts.
Basically, the Thin Mint combined with the Nestle Crunch bar, which
they were all beautiful.
Yeah.
Liked. The thing is, what we have now, and this is very hard for me to share with you all.
Thank you for sharing.
Because it says limited time only on the top.
But I've seen those out for like a year now. So,
oh, really?
Yes. Probably same few boxes.
Yeah.
No. No, I buy them every time I see them.
They started as longer bars. More. Oh, like I've seen them as longer bars.
Hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite candy bar, which is the Nestle Crunch.
I do love the Nestle Crunch.
And my favorite cookie, which is the Samoas from the Girl Scout
See,
cookies.
The Thin Mints are my favorite.
So this is your Reese cup of candy bars.
It is. It's unbelievable. This is the Nestle Crunch Girl Scout cookie flavors, caramel and coconut.
I may die of joyness and joy.
And they're stripes.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Not usually a huge fan of coconut, but if it's... It's just right.
You
I
know,
might like it.
I have a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Oh, deedly deedly.
There they
it's
are.
Standing in a row.
It's very subtle. There's not a lot of coconut. Mm.
It smells just like the Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. See what I'm talking about?
The coconut is very subtle because I'm not a fan of coconut.
The thing I don't like
at all
about the coconut is the texture. Mm. I can do the flavor. Mm. But wow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Bavoni, that's awesome.
You can say holy shit.
Oh. I'm looking to be more creative.
He reserves the right to say that at some other time.
Wow.
Yeah, I think these are amazing. I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't want them to ever go away.
Mm-mm.
And I'll be 300 pounds next year, mm-hmm. but... It
That's
doesn't
really
matter.
Freaking good.
It is, isn't it? I mean, isn't this awesome?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like coconut.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of coconut.
How does this work?
I don't know.
You've been drinking.
It's amazing.
So. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, run out and get these.
Oh, yes.
Damn.
No, because then Glenn won't have any.
Oh. Yeah, leave some for me. Mm-hmm. Damn it. No, but seriously, I mean, it really is my favorite cookie, my favorite candy bar, roll into one.
Oh, my.
I, of course, am going to love it.
Oh, my God.
I have no choice, but...
Yeah, that would go either one of two ways for you, either really good or really bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
That
okay
is delightful.
Now, was it better than your creme brulee milkshake that you had today?
Now, that was a tasty milkshake. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, that was a tasty milkshake.
But...
Hell yes.
But this is still
chocolate.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is... I'd
have to put this up on a little bit higher of a pedestal than that creme brulee milkshake. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, to me, chocolate trumps anything.
I think I'm going to still go with the Thin Mints a little better just because I like the Thin Mint cookies better. But... Like Adam said, I'm not a coconut fan. I don't really care for coconut taste or texture. Mm-hmm. And this was still pretty decent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing against the Thin Mint version. Those were tasty.
They were very good.
They were good. But this is just on a whole new level. Yes. I mean, it's just like, wow.
They're beautiful.
This is good stuff.
There was a third kind. Have you seen
I haven't seen
the third
kind.
Because when they first came out last year, I remember thinking, okay, I'll get some of each kind. And they only had, they had this... Base for all three, but they only had two in stock.
Are they still Nestle Crunch?
Yeah. And I can't remember what the other kind was.
Peanut butter cream.
That was
yes. Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
Tag along.
Oh my. And where did you find these?
I got these at Walmart.
I've seen them at Walgreens and Target too.
Okay. They're open 24 hours. We're going.
I basically see a display and I go through them until I find the caramel and coconut and then I stop. So that's why.
No reason to go further.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah, I'm thumbs up big time.
Thumbs.
Yeah.
All the thumbs up.
The thumbs up.
It'd be nice if they made, like, the little square size small ones, like, for Halloween, because that's, just enough to be a treat without being too much.
And apparently, according to Justin, one of our favorites is out, but I haven't found the little suckers.
Yes. I still have a bag from last year, surprisingly.
So does Brad.
I do?
I think so.
You must have really hit it.
In our Christmas hidey hole.
Yeah.
Huh?
But, yes, and the reason I think I haven't found them six is I think Justin bought them all.
Probably.
You only bought five bags.
Jeez, leave some for us, man.
But the caramel apple Milky Ways.
Oh my God. Love them. If I can just get
He gave me a handful at work the other day. I was like, oh, thank you, dude.
Those
if
are
I
great.
Can just get through Halloween and stuff.
You had somebody break into your stash.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was terrible.
That's
you
wild.
Spend $6 for a bag of candy and it's already been opened.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Misery.
Lame.
Hella lame.
And that probably was my favorite candy. Until these.
Until these go away and they stop making them.
I don't know. They've been out for a long time now.
Yeah.
So. Because I always complain that they should sell the Girl Scout cookies all year long. Mm-hmm. I would buy them.
You see the ice creams pop up, the Breyers ice creams.
But I mean, like, I would rather spend $3.50 on a box of Girl Scout cookies, knowing that it's going to the Girl Scouts, than $2.99 for a package of Oreos. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd rather spend the extra 50 cents and get cookies at Noah.
I don't know. They haven't had Sherbert Girl Scout cookies though.
Ew. Oh,
we had that Sherbert or Oreos before.
Yeah, but not a Sherbert Girl Scout cookie.
I know, but you see, you would rather spend the money on these Girl Scout cookies than a package of Oreos.
I would take Thin Mint over just about anything.
I don't know. We've had some of those damn good Oreos.
You stick them in the freezer and they're like magic.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Frozen Thin Mint. Nothing like it.
There you go.
Nothing like it.
And we will be back with more of the show right after Adam ganks Glenn for all the Nessa Crunch Bars.
Fight to the death!
I'm armed.
Good slap.
Greetings from TGGeeks.com, where Ben and Keith, the two gay geeks, talk about all aspects of geekdom and nerdery. Sci-fi, comics, film, horror, genre, you name it, we talk about it. Look for our episodes each week on TGGeeks.com. Visit our Facebook page, TG Geeks Webcast. Send us a tweet at TG Geeks and at the two gay geeks. Peace.
You know, the fall TV season is getting ready to start kicking into gear. All the shows coming back. Some of the great summer shows kind of ending. Mm-hmm. So we're back with a little TV and DVD talk. Glenn, what have you been watching?
Well, let's start briefly with Marvel movies.
Marvel movies, okay.
Spider-Man 2. I know it's not exactly Marvel Universe movies,
Amazing Spider-Man 2
just came out on Blu-ray recently as we're recording.
I haven't seen the first one yet.
Carly hasn't seen either one of them either. I'm going to try to get her to watch them both here very shortly.
I love Dennis Leary, so you'd think I would have jumped on.
But the big news is, as we record, only a few days from now, Captain America Winter Soldier will be out.
He's dreamy.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
So just a reminder.
So that'll be a day and date
awesome,
one?
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome movie. That's September 9th, Tuesday, September 9th, it comes out.
And Anthony Mackie is adorable, too.
He was great. He was great at the convention.
On the left.
He was funny as hell.
He was adorable.
What do you bring to what could you bring to the Avengers? Blackness.
And then he goes, wait, was that racist? He was just cute. He was very, like, so down to earth and so charming. Like, just nice.
And at Phantom Fest, so, you know, start coming to Louisville, guys.
Yes, thank you for coming.
All right, TV. Last Ship just concluded.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's
good. I can't believe that's Dr. Sloan, but okay.
It all's coming back to Grey's Anatomy.
I know, because every time I see him on Grey's Anatomy, I think of him on Last Ship, since that was the first thing I saw him in.
What do you know about Grey's Anatomy?
I know he was on it.
Oh, okay.
That's all I know. Actually, I saw the very first episode. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I just happened to watch it. It was on after something or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I saw the first one.
That was it.
And that was it. That was all I needed. I don't know. I've talked about it before on the show. I really like Last Ship. Carly didn't end up liking it as much as she thought she would. But
And it gets pretty gross there toward the end.
Yeah,
you think she would have liked all the CDC stuff.
Yeah. It was just too much Navy adventure, men solving problems with guns, you know.
Women and, solving problems with science. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no kid.
So so she wasn't as thrilled. As a matter of fact, she's like, I'm going to, you know, she kept threatening to quit watching it, maybe just watch it on my own. And then finally, I was like, there's one episode left.
You have to finish it.
We're going to just watch this together and be done with it. You don't have to necessarily watch next season, but we need to go ahead and watch this. And so we did. So I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to it. It looks like it'll be a lot different next season. I won't give any spoilers in case people haven't watched it, but it's a good show. It's got good production values. It's pretty interesting.
I like
near future science fiction.
Could really happen thing.
Might be happening right now.
Right?
There we go.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe it's not really
the red flu.
Yeah. So I think it was probably an interesting series of books. It's definitely made an interesting.
Yeah, I'm tempted to read them now.
Was it a whole series of books? Show. I know it was based on one. I know for sure that it was one book.
Right.
And we have seen other TV series based on
one book or one short story.
Yeah, no right. kidding.
Yeah.
Justified. Haven.
Mm-hmm. So. But I enjoy it, and I recommend it if anybody hasn't tried it yet. Mm-hmm. It's
worth
it's
watching. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. There's some new things that have started, also based on books that I haven't read. Outlander.
Oh yeah, I saw the first episode on vacation, and it was okay.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but it's what a modern day woman goes.
No, more 1940s. Okay. Just post World War II.
Okay, that's right.
Goes like way back in time.
Ooh.
Yeah. See, hey, yeah. I think you would like.
I'm
it.
In.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
channel is this on?
Is it show?
No. It is
Make it
Stars.
So,
it's a Stars series.
Stars. Okay.
Make it so. I'm not kidding.
I think you might like it, Christina.
I'm sure I would. Because like the 40s is like my favorite
episode. Everything. Well, it's not taking place in the 40s.
No, but it's not. Started.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's from the 40s, yeah, dealing with being in the past.
That sensibility, like right. that whole. Like,
episode
literally been through the war.
Episode 5 airs Saturday, okay. So you haven't missed a whole lot, but you've got a little catching up to do.
See, the thing is, I get up early on Saturday morning, so I have like all of Saturday morning until he wakes up to watch stuff.
Okay,
so it works out.
Outlander. I'm hearing a lot about it. I haven't checked it out yet. I think
my
it
sister
might be
loves the books.
Okay, so. I knew it was a popular book series.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I thought you'd like it. Also based on a book, we're seeing lots of this, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm thinking of something else. Legends.
That sounds really good.
Anybody checked it out yet?
No, not
yet.
The Sean Bean thing?
Sean Bean.
What is, does he die?
That work?
That's the big advertising campaign is Sean Bean does not die in this one. Seriously, that's
yes,
in their commercials.
That's a hashtag or something.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Yep.
Sean Bean doesn't die. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. Apparently, it's based on a book. I don't know if it's a series or a single book. I imagine a series. I don't know. And apparently, a legend is an alternate identity used by, like, a government agent.
Oh. Hmm.
And that's what Legends is about. Sean Bean, who's this character who's, like, just this amazing actor that really kind of becomes the character and goes deep undercover.
Method acting.
And he's, like, really amazing at it. Hmm. But then some people think he's unstable.
Oh.
And some things start happening and coming out of the woodwork, and some guys following him, and I don't want to say too much, but it's he does some work with, like, the DEA. He does some work with different groups going undercover doing these different things, mm-hmm. and it's got a little bit of the Bourne Identity to it,
nice.
Which is nice, mm-hmm. and I think it might have a little bit of the Manchurian Candidate to it. Some things reminded me of that.
Yeah.
So it's not your standard police procedural show. It's got Sean Bean. It's got Ali Larter.
Oh, yeah.
From Heroes.
Heroes.
Yeah.
Heroes. Huh. Which is coming back next year.
Yeah. Strange.
Heroes
enough.
Reborn.
Hmm.
With HRG, at least.
Yay!
We shall see. Now that he's not on Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Short run on that. I don't know. I've only seen the first two episodes so far. I think episode 4 just aired. That's another one that Carly just wasn't interested in watching with me. And she's like, well, you can watch it at work. I'm like, I'm trying to write a book at work. I
right.
can't sit around and watch TV episodes. I want to watch TV episodes with you.
Right.
But she's just not that interested in it, so hasn't given it a shot. But I've, like I said, seen two of them so far, and it's been pretty interesting. And they're kind of keeping you guessing as to what's really going on. But looks neat.
Yeah.
Looks neat. And I don't watch all those CSI shows and all those things. That there's a million of them, all those different police shows and whatever. But
CSI Cardiff.
But this has a lot more of a... you know, spy, there's something weird going on in the background kind
That's
of stuff.
Cool.
And he starts questioning what's really going on with him and who he really is and stuff like
that.
Yeah, has he gotten lost in all these different identities that he lives under because he goes so deep? So, I mean, it's Sean Bean.
Yeah.
What can you say?
He's awesome.
And then after Doctor Who, there's a new show on BBC America called Intruders.
Ooh.
You guys heard of that?
No.
Intruders has had two episodes so far. Third one's airing this Saturday. And it's really weird. And the first episode doesn't really tell you much of what's going on. I sat through it waiting for the big reveal, and there's kind of some hints.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, and then I watched the second episode, and it's starting to maybe kind of tell you what's going on.
You want confusion? Watch Utopia.
I intend to. I really want to.
I think you really like it.
It's fucked up.
But it's comic books and conspiracy theories. It's perfect.
There's some conspiracy theory stuff in this.
Okay.
It's really hard to tell who the main characters are working for, what side they're on.
Okay.
You watch The Cape?
Yes.
You remember Chess?
Yes.
He's in this.
Okay.
His name's what? Frayn, I think. The actor's name.
Yeah.
He's going around in a black trench coat, shooting a lot of people in the first episode, just going and killing.
He was on Grimm for a while.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
One of the royal family, or whatever. He's going around killing people's families and doing all this crap, and I'm thinking, and he's probably the good guy. What the hell's going on here?
Right.
And there's these, like, cards that he leaves for people that are kind of like triggers to awaken something in them.
Ooh.
There are three flowers in a vase.
Yeah.
Second one is yellow.
So, I could tell you more.
That's pretty cool.
I don't want to ruin anything.
I'm going to watch it.
But I'll tell you, it's paranormal.
There's something kind of paranormal or supernatural about it.
Hmm.
Not overt, but it's there.
A couple of guys driving around in an Impala?
No, not that supernatural. Yeah, so when I heard, some supernatural mystery thing or whatever, I'm like, well, let's see what this is. Yeah, I want to check this out. So I could tell you more, maybe make it more interesting, but I want you to suffer through it like I did, wondering what the hell's going on.
Demonically possessed nuns?
None of those. Yet. That's not a TV series yet.
Yet.
Yep.
Working on it.
Working.
Working on it. Hello, stars. Hello, stars.
He works cheap.
I wonder if that guy I met from Star still works there. I need to dig through my old emails.
There you go.
Okay. I don't know, but check it out. It's on BBC America right after Doctor Who. If you're watching Doctor Who, of course, you've already missed two episodes now, three by the time you hear this.
Okay, we'll catch up.
So, yeah, find a way to catch up. But
I think that could easily be arranged.
You think it could be done?
I think it could be done. And Outlander.
Witches of East End.
I need to watch the second season. I haven't seen the second
season. Oh, you haven't
seen
anything in the second season.
No,
okay.
The first season was on Netflix, and I just hadn't gotten around to getting the second season yet.
Okay. You know, more of the same. Pretty cool.
Good.
Still watching it. Still enjoying it.
Good.
Lottery, I still haven't started watching.
That's okay. Yeah. We haven't either.
Oh, that's the one with the...
No kids have been born in 5 years.
Fertile eggs and all that shit. Okay.
Sounds like Children of Men or something like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a cool movie. Kinda.
It's pretty cool.
The one that Carly and I are most excited about right now, and I say that excluding Doctor Who, of course. The Strain.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Okay. Good. So you guys...
Hobbit!
It's yeah.
So I love seeing him.
Oh, right. He's in it.
Mikey!
Sean Astin.
Mikey, this ain't the kind of place you want to go to the bathroom in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that line popped up.
Yeah.
And then this last episode.
It's really good. And
yeah, it is really good.
Even my dad caught a couple episodes. He goes, what's this vampire shit on The Strain?
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to explain. He goes, I like this.
I like the old guy.
Good.
Yeah. The old guy is just...
Yeah.
He's,
David Bradley.
Yeah, him and the rat catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you think he's going to be this asshole in the beginning, and then he's the one who knows everything.
That's why I carry rebar.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a cool character. I was dying for him to hook up everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, the only complaint I've had so far is that the end of the episode before last introduced some new characters, and I was like, I've got to wait a whole week to see about these new characters, and then the next episode did not touch that storyline at all. Oh. I had to go a whole episode not dealing with the new characters that we just met that I have to know about right now. So they're very mean like that.
I understand.
It's
very scary.
It's damn cool.
Very scary and good.
I like how they're calling them not vampires.
like they refuse to call them vampires. And he's like, no, they are virus infected. Like, he's trying so hard to make it logical, and it's so not anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so out of hand now. It's just very scary.
And it is so out of hand, and that's so different than most shows.
Yeah.
Most shows would never alter their universe that much to where you couldn't have them showing up at work the next day.
Right, no.
You know, but now things have gotten out of hand.
Sneaking your mom out of the home because it's not safe there anymore.
The whole heist of breaking into the medical supply warehouse, you know, and they're going through all this shit, and the Ratcatcher's already in there, just getting shit.
Like,
what about the alarm? I already cut the phone line.
It's just good and scary, and it makes you think, like, what would you do in a situation like that?
I go to Glenn's house. What the hell are you talking about?
No, but unless he's got a bunch of silver, you're still screwed.
Hey, probably does somewhere.
I mean, a headshot's not going to do it. You need to. Good point. I mean, you need.
Well, I can sever the head.
You need to go to Andy's house. I can sever the head.
I got machetes. I got a sword or two.
Yeah.
Machete.
He's not.
Machetes kill.
I got a sword of omens.
Like, you need swords. Yeah. You don't. That'd be cool. You know, plain. I love the fact that when they ask about where he got the nail gun with the silver bullets or silver nails, he goes, Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
other than the silver nails, standard issue Home Depot.
Home Depot. But it's really good.
Yeah.
It's
quality show. It's Del Toro.
Yeah.
That's the best part is the nail gun with the silver, or the silver nail
and,
gun.
And the whole
nails.
History that he's got between this guy from, you know, from the internment camps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is so interesting, too, that he's been with this guy for, you know, 70 years. And it's interesting. It's very scary.
Good gross. Show.
Yeah,
for watching it.
Very good.
I'll have to check that out.
He's pretty spry for an old man.
Yeah.
Like, Yoda doesn't need that damn cane.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's that's just a secret weapon.
Still liking Teen Wolf?
Yes.
Some interesting twists, as always.
Arden Show.
He thought the Arden Show. But it's good.
I think the girl from Secret Circle is pretty cute.
I think she's adorable.
She's cute.
It's about time Styles had some joy.
Yeah. Styles is such an awesome character.
And I'm glad they finally gave him something to do in the intro besides stand by his Jeep.
Now, I want to know that cop. The young cop. What is he?
What is his power? I know his eyes were all.
Yeah. So this will be interesting.
I like him, though. I like that he likes Lydia, and I think they're cute.
It's kind of funny that it seemed like not this latest episode, but the one before that. It's kind of like they wrapped up the big thing for the season,
it seemed like.
But it's still going.
It's like
there's still
damn
stuff.
Vampire Diaries. Yeah. Every week's a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Vampire Diaries. You got Colin Ferguson coming to the show next
Very
season.
Good.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I don't care about Colin Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Colin.
Because my boyfriend's coming back.
And you're going to be in trouble?
Hey, no.
No, because what's-his-face is coming back.
Ian Somerhalder? What's his name?
Rick.
Alaric.
Yeah.
Alaric.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back.
Yeah, I'm excited. Kind of
and it's coming back soon.
He's
Vampire Diaries will be coming back soon.
He's a young Harrison Ford. He's adorable.
Yeah, they could easily use him flashbacks in episode 7.
Leave him alone.
Hmm.
Poor Harrison Ford.
Under the Dome. Still watching it. Still wondering how it's going to go.
We lost that for like the first 4 episodes.
We need to catch up.
Carly's kind of like, I could take it or leave it.
Good book. I don't know.
Face Off. This season, it's been pretty good, but this last episode, they did something they've never done before, which they're always trying to do something they've never done before, but normally I'm like, what the heck, whatever. But this time, they did something they've never done before, and they made the judges have to participate and do the challenges.
Oh.
So these people that for 7 years have been, or 7 seasons have been telling people what to do and how crappy their stuff was and whatever.
Now they have to put
the money where their mouth is.
Nice.
So that was a very good episode.
Oh, I like that.
And you get to see their creativity, the caliber of their movie quality work.
And I'm sure that inspires the contestants more, too.
Yeah. So that was really neat to see that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was really cool. Still, I mean, I hate reality TV, and but this, there's so much talent.
That's not really reality TV as much as it is about a talent. That's not about people in a house or people, you know.
Yeah, just watching people interact.
Right.
Whatever. They're actually doing something.
It's like so you think you could.
Creative.
Yeah, it's like so you think you could, you can dance. It's like it's people who actually have a talent.
And
oh, God, Clara, and watching that damn So You Think You Can Dance.
Travis Wall. Oh, my God.
She did it again.
Yes.
Really?
There was the same choreographer, a different dance with different people and different lighting and different costumes, but the same choreographer. She just was mesmerized, and she went and she stood by the TV, and she just watched.
Paused up on the thing, pulled herself
up. It was bizarre. It wasn't even the same number. It was a totally different number. It's like, you're just in love with Travis Wall, aren't you? I don't blame you. He's fabulous, but that's weird.
Extant? Anyone?
Fabulous.
It's interesting.
I want to keep Ethan.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's sci-fi. I mean, it's a science fiction. I have a little problem that it's like, oh, here's the alien show and the robot show, and we just put them in a blender, and you know, we're dealing with it. I mean, I guess it gives them a lot to deal with in all the different episodes.
You got Enver.
And then you add what was the one?
Okay.
The one in the Arctic.
Oh, Strain.
No.
The thing?
It was just recently on Sci-Fi.
Helix.
Yeah, Helix.
Well, it's very much Helix.
Yeah, it's a combination.
I mean, it's got the same actor.
Exactly, it's a combination of Helix.
It kind
of
makes you wonder.
And, yeah. I like him though.
And are you caught up with it?
Huh?
It's going to have a second season.
Yeah, it's going to have a second season.
Yeah.
Are you caught up with Extant?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got something similar going on to the character that he plays on Helix, too.
Exactly. That's really cool.
I'm telling you, it's just if Extant's in the near, if Extant's in the near future, it could be the same guy.
Could be the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really however many
bad
years old.
Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I like his glasses. Leave them alone. They're futuristic.
They were grainy-looking glasses.
They are
silver cat glasses.
My favorite moment in the whole show was the emergency roadside cell phone.
I've been talking about that for a week.
It was awesome.
I've been talking about that for a week.
So
we need to invent that.
They've got this fetish for breaking cell phones on this show. They have cool cell phones. They're like a clear little rectangle.
They're so thin.
Yeah, and they're super thin, and they light up. They're really neat. And people are constantly breaking it in half and tossing it aside. I mean, constantly.
Yeah, so you can't be traced. Yeah.
But I'm like,
why
dude,
put
just
the
take the battery out or whatever. You know, I mean, you don't have to break them. Okay. But someone doesn't have a phone, and they get in their car, and they open up their little emergency roadside stuff, and they toss in the flares and this and that around, and they pull up this plastic bag, and they rip open the plastic bag, and there's this big square blocky, like a big block of soap or something, translucent white thing with numbers on it, and they take it, and they bend it slightly like a Siloam stick.
Oh, a glow stick or whatever.
A glow stick, and it glows inside like a glow stick. And it's a temporary cell phone.
It's an emergency
cell phone.
It's absolutely genius.
And I was like, wow, that's something I can see happening.
Ever
that's awesome.
We saw that episode,
that really
I can't
neat.
Stop talking about that, how cool that is.
Yeah, I just kept thinking it was Ziggy from Quantum Leap.
But it's just like, oh, my God, that should be necessary.
Yeah,
somebody
that makes so much sense. That's
just
brilliant.
Leave it in your glove compartment. You don't have to worry about the battery
dying. Or anything like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. You just crack it like the glow stick, and you can make an emergency call. The only thing I don't like about the phones on that show, some of the phones, is when they hold them up, you can see the person who's on the other side. So there's no such thing as a private conversation when the people behind you or in front of you can see who you're talking to. Like, there's no such thing as a private conversation.
I'm sure that's a design for the show, so they can that in like post or something.
I'm just saying it's cool, but I mean, in practicality, like, you couldn't have a private conversation.
Right.
But I think it's neat.
Nobody uses it.
There's no privacy in the future anyway, thanks to the NSA.
Yeah. I like Ethan.
That's what those imposter cell towers are for.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brad thinks he's creepy, but I think he's cute.
Who?
The little kid.
I think the kid is kind of creepy. And
Odin reminds me of Klaus.
Have you seen Looper yet?
No.
Watch Looper.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Looper.
Okay.
It was okay.
You know the kid in Looper?
Yeah.
He's the robot kid in this.
Oh.
Creepy kid.
Ugh. I'm not so keen on... Is it Julie?
Oh, not Kaylee?
Yeah. I'm not so keen on her. She kind of scares me a little bit. But.
She's cute.
But Odin reminds me of Klaus.
He does have that monkey. Yeah. He does have that monkey jaw face.
Monkey jaw face.
He just has that way about
him. He does. Klaus from the original in Vampire Diaries
has kind of a monkey head.
He's got a very monkey head.
He's manipulative, and he's got that suave kind of British thing that makes you believe him.
Hmm.
You know? Like, and the poor kid is just a little kid, and he's being taken advantage of. But I think it's good. I like it.
Thursday of next week, Haven returns.
Ah!
It's a Thursday show now.
Ah!
Yeah, and it got bumped up an hour, I think. I think the return got bumped up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Friday on, I guess, Haven's old slot is Z-Nation.
A new
zombie show.
Oh, my.
Where the survivors are trying to make it across the continent. And,
So in other words, The Walking Dead.
Yeah, when you read the description of it, it sounds like they're trying to make it sound like this is more, you know,
gritty
and believable than The Walking Dead. Then you watch the commercials.
You can't get much more gritty.
I know, and then you watch the commercials and it's all like CGI stuff and it's all
like
crappy looking.
Everybody's all gross.
I don't think you can hold a candle to Nicotero.
No, you can't. You can't even touch it.
And they greenlit a pilot for a second series.
Yeah.
Spinoff.
I hope it doesn't dilute things too much.
Not either.
It didn't happen, I mean, with Vampire Diaries and the originals.
No, that turned out really well.
That turned out well, so let's hope that they know what they're doing with this.
Yeah, what they just need to do is take a very different take on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just keep it set in the same universe.
Maybe the survivors could be on a battleship and... Oh, wait a minute.
It was like the last ship is finally getting Last Resort right. And,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm.
I meant to look up when the following was going to come back in Grimm.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay. Because my aunt asked me, and I didn't know. I didn't have a chance to look.
Has the following official been picked up again?
I thought so.
I think so.
I know it was on the bubble.
Because we asked each other who's left, because most everybody died.
I know. I mean, I liked Crazy Chick.
I didn't like her.
She was a little cute. Bad haircut, but she was kind of cute.
Like, she was weird. She was crazy.
I know she was crazy, but she was still cute.
Crazy Chick was crazy.
No, I can't remember her name.
Emma.
I should remember that because of my damn car.
And the big thing for me, on my birthday, Sleepy Hollow returns. This is Monday the 22nd.
I love him so much.
And Big Bang Theory returns as well.
See, I don't know.
And then the next day, S.H.I.E.L.D. returns.
Yay.
September 23rd, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hooray.
And then that Thursday, Bones returns.
Oh my gosh.
I've never
seen. For like the millionth season.
Yeah.
I've only seen a couple of episodes.
Yeah, I've seen a handful here.
It's the 10th season.
It was too weird seeing David Boreanaz happy and wearing jeans.
In the daylight.
In the daylight. So, it was a little hard.
So, Bones has now lasted twice as long as Angel ever did.
I know.
And, you know, three seasons more than Buffy.
Buffy had a couple too many seasons. It was like X-Files, where I think they just pushed it like a season too far.
Pretty much when Dawn showed up?
Pretty much when Dawn showed up.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Although, we got, you know, once more with feeling out of that.
That's true.
And Tabby LaRosa.
I'm not sorry for that.
And then, Sunday, September 28th. Once Upon a Time returns.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The whole summer is gone.
Yeah.
Not that I'm lamenting the start of fall, because that's the most wonderful time of the year. But
brace yourself. Pumpkin spice everything is coming.
That's right.
But apple cider things are coming back.
That's true. And Huber Dairy cider. Queen has their apple pie blizzards.
We might have to try those tomorrow.
Yes. I may still get a pumpkin one because those are pretty good.
I like the pumpkin ones, but I've never had an apple one.
It is delicious.
For those of you keeping track, Thursday, October 2nd, The Vampire Diaries returns.
And the Summer Holder had better come back.
At some point, he's bound to.
Because he's the best.
I'm fairly certain they're not going to kill him off permanently.
And the first episode on Thursday, October 2nd, the first episode of Grace Point.
Hmm? Oh, I forgot. I don't get the...
Here's my thing. I wish they had made it to where... Okay, his character on Broadchurch, David Tennant's character on Broadchurch, he gets recruited by the American authorities because a similar case is happening in America, so he gets shipped over to help with this case.
So, like Sherlock.
So he's essentially helping with the same... He's essentially helping, essentially playing the same character, so he doesn't have to adopt an American accent that he can't really handle.
Yeah.
I'd give him a kidney.
Have you seen the YouTube comparison that's the same scene from the first episode of both?
That's not entirely... That's not unique, though, because the first episode of The American Coupling was the same script from the first UK coupling, and the first episode of The American Office was the same script as the UK Office. And
but, I mean, it's just weird because it's the exact same scene. Yeah. It's the same actor playing the same character, but with an American accent.
Yeah, see, I don't know why they couldn't have just made him be the same character helping out an American, for an American crime. I don't know why they couldn't, because they greenlit a second season of Broadchurch.
Yeah, that's so bizarre. So
you know why? Because America.
Fuck yeah.
That's why.
Okay, the same night that Grace Point comes on, which I agree. I mean, it's kind of a waste of...
Christina's broken.
It's kind of a waste of David Tennant. Put him in something new.
Quiet. And then, like...
That same
night... Today, the part of Glenn will be played by Brad.
Pause for effect.
That same night, Rain returns for a second season.
I need to see that. I think I'd like it. It's a costumey show.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. I never ended up watching it.
I'm sure I would.
And then,
what are we talking about here?
And then that Sunday, October 5th, Homeland returns to Showtime.
I've never seen Homeland. You're like, eh.
Yeah. There are good things. There are bad things.
So I'll tell you what, we've been geeking a while. Let's take a break, and we will be back with more of the show right after this.
Good plan.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.